Welcome to today's JJ Knitting Company in Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the 1-2 counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. JJ Knitting Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. On today's program, KCII News Assistant Dominic Ottens talked with Olivia Kaler of the Kelowna Public Library.
All right, so as we dive into the month of July, we have got a full calendar ahead of us for this month. So walk us through some of the events that you guys have going on.
You bet. So the summers at the library are always really packed, and we love it. We do an ongoing Monday afternoon movie for kids. So every Monday afternoon, we have a 1 p.m. animated movie for kids in the program room at the library. It's a great alternative for rainy days. We also do movies for grown-ups on Thursday evenings at 6:30. So every Thursday evening in July at 6:30 p.m. you can come and watch a movie that's not animated. And we have events for kids on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. On Tuesday, July 6th, we have Mr. Taylor Sings, which is a comical concert. An interactive concert. Mr. Taylor is a special ed teacher during the year, and in the summertime he travels with his musical abilities all around the state. On Thursday, July 8th, Best of Iowa is providing us with cupcakes and frosting, and we're going to decorate our own cupcakes for the afternoon of July 8th. That's kind of a fun hands-on cooking creativity going on in the program room on Thursday. We have something new this year. It's called Sit, Climb, Explore. And that's on the 15th of July. It's our 1 o'clock p.m. kids program. We have invited Washington County police officer, firefighter, paramedics, a school bus, a tractor from Sinclair, a couple other vehicles, to come and park down at the KCTC lot, downtown Kelowna. And kids can simply come and sit and climb through those vehicles, take selfies, pretend they're driving all those vehicles and equipment, which is just kind of a fun free afternoon for kiddos. Something else we have for the adult program is on Saturday, July 10th, we will be doing a Bob Ross painting class and an outdoor concert on the 31st of July at 5 p.m. That's a Saturday evening. We've got some orchestra students from the University of Iowa who need a little extra credit, so they're going to come and perform in our yard on July 31st at 5 p.m.
That is a full month of events, like we said, and a lot of opportunities. You guys have recently gotten a new cart for delivering.
We have. We are sharing a golf cart with the city of Kelowna, and on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings, we go around town delivering items that patrons have previously put on hold. So patrons can put things on hold any number of ways. They can go onto our website and log into their own library account and place items on hold. They can call us at the library and simply say, hey, I want this movie, or hey, I want this book, and we'll add it to the delivery pile. They can even Facebook message us and request items for delivery, and we will drop those off Tuesday morning or Thursday morning before noon.
And then the summer reading program has been going on for a little bit now, but is there any update that you guys have for us?
We've got probably a dozen to 15 kiddos that have completed their reading log. When they complete their reading log, they get to come in and they get prizes. They get pool passes to the Kelowna Pool. They get tokens to Yachty's Ice Cream and free books that were provided by the Friends of the Kelowna Public Library. So as the month of July goes on, we hope to see those reading logs rolling in. The adult reading program has a bingo card, and we have had a couple of those turned in, not quite as many. But what's cool about the adult one is you can get a total of 12 bingos, and those 12 you get to divide between free books and entries into a drawing for prizes. So if you want 12 entries to the drawing, you can do that. You can do 6 books and 6 entries. It's up to you. The prizes are all local gift certificates that have been donated from area businesses. So it's a pretty cool prize for the grown-ups.
And then as a recent event that you guys have coming up sometime within the next week, a retirement party for Ann Skaden. How long has Ann been with the library?
Ann was with the library for 26 years as of March 2020. So the reason that we didn't have her retirement party then was pandemic related, of course. So we did finally get the all clear from the state library to start having indoor programs. We found a date that worked for Ann as well as our library board and our staff here. And we will be celebrating Ann's retirement, belated retirement, I guess. It's a belated retirement party. We're celebrating her first year as a retired person. How about that?
All right, that works. It's great that you guys get a chance to celebrate now, and I know Ann probably appreciates it.
We do. We need to celebrate her and her years of service to the library. It was a wonderful career. She led a wonderful career and a wonderful staff, and we would all like to take a chance to thank her for all that she did. So we're excited about that. Next Wednesday, July 7th, from 4 to 6 p.m. here at the library. People can come in and wish her well.
That was Olivia Kaler of the Kelowna Public Library talking with KCII News Assistant Dominic Ottens on today's JJ Knitting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. JJ Knitting Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years.